We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Cooking Joe with Bob today. We've seen all kinds of reaction from the sports world on what's happening in the country right now. Sounds like Bob is outside. I hear the birds are tweeting. Ron?
Yes, I'm outside.
It's a picture, Bob, over there, isn't it? No, I like it, Bob. I liked it last week.
It is. It's a nice, soothing touch at a time when we all could use a little bit of soothing.
Like you, Ron, I thought
well,
that some
you.
Of the... Go ahead, Bob.
No, I was going to say, I'll blow on the wind chimes even more so you can listen to the wind chimes.
How
if this bothers
peaceful.
You, tell me, because if it becomes too much, I'll go back inside.
It's so peaceful, Joe.
I'm enjoying it, Bob. Like Ron, I think that the NFL in particular, well, I won't put words in your mouth, Ron. I'll just say for me, the statement that they put out really makes me say back to them, how about you clean up your own house, Roger Goodell and company? I mean, the statement to me sounded sanctimonious and only leads me to say, come on, please. You blackballed Colin Kaepernick from your league. Your bosses did, Roger, and you just had a motion that was rejected in the end that would have forced teams or rewarded teams for hiring minorities with draft picks. That's how bad it is. Look up and down your sidelines. Look in your front offices. Look up and down your league. You're a shining, if you want to use that word, example of what it's not supposed to look like. 75% of your players are black. You have two black GMs and three black coaches. Please end it with the sanctimonious statements about what the NFL is going to do and do something. Clean up your own front yard, your own front porch. Ron?
Oh, you said it very well. That's exactly what I wrote today. Clean up your own house first and then try to help out. I mean, it's great. Yeah, it's all just words at this point, though. Back it up a little bit, and then I'll be more impressed. I'm more impressed when people like I go back. I'll try to find it. The Carson Wentz thing was really good, I thought, really powerful. Here's a kid that grew up in North Dakota, and he admits, he said, I have no idea what it's like to be black in this country. But he said it in such a powerful way. That means more to me, Bob, than what Roger Goodell said.
Yeah, I agree with you, and you're absolutely right, both of you, about the NFL. They find themselves in a position where they have to incentivize hiring minority coaches. It should never, ever have come to that, and the fact that that even emerged as one of their ways of tempting people to do it, and that's the word I see, tempting, you shouldn't have to tempt anybody. You know, there are qualified candidates out there. You got to make the move. Too many times the NFL is about the old boys network guys who have friends, and they bring those friends back in, and they continue to be on this treadmill of getting jobs. It doesn't matter what their records are. It doesn't matter. They're still back in the game in some capacity, and there are fresh new ideas and people who've earned the right to get them. And so that rule was put in for that reason, and here it's been a big failure, Joe. So that's a bad look, especially since they control that. No one else does. They do.
It's absolutely unbelievable, that the background music going on, Bob. It really is. I mean, the wind chimes, the birds. Are you in a beautiful little courtyard right now, or describe the scene, the setting that you're in?
No, I'm just in my back patio. That's all. I mean, I just wanted to get out. I'm just, I feel like I'm cooped up where I'm been. So I wanted to sit outside.
Oh, my God.
Again, if
God.
It's a problem, I'll move inside.
It's just, I just wish, Joe, that you and I could be back there with them. That's what I wish.
I've never heard it like
well,
this.
Well, come over next week. We could do that.
Okay. I will do that.
That invitation isn't sincere, Joe. You know that.
I know.
No, it is sincere.
No, it's not.
You can come in anytime you want.
He puts that out there because he knows we'll never come. And I love that. Oh, if you ever need anything, call me. Well, everybody says that because they know you'll never call. That's what that invitation was like, Bob. Very, very
Ron,
insincere.
Let me respond, Ron. Have I always gone out whenever we've been together? And I take care of things, don't I? I say that I will, and I do.
I'm still waiting for that trip to the NBA game, though.
You have to prove to me that you're an NBA fan before I'll take you. You can't just do it because it's a trip. I want to know that you're sincerely interested.
Well, that might be a problem.
Let's get back to what happened here in this city over the weekend. I see where there's a curfew again for tonight. I think it runs, well, I don't want to say it out loud because I just looked at it. Now I can't remember if it was 8:30 to 6 in the morning or something like that. But what went down here was, incredible to watch. And the scene repeated itself. And, Bob, I imagine you obviously know Ian Smith, the cameraman. I mean, that was crazy to witness. And then David Morehouse came out and sort of came to the rescue there, or that could have been really, really bad.
Yes, it potentially could have been far worse. And, credit David Morehouse and his staff for recognizing what was going on. I guess they were above and they saw it and they knew that it was a photographer. Obviously, Ian's carrying his photographer equipment with him. And, he was in bad shape there. And Paul Martino was also with him at the time. He ended up having some stuff he had to deal with as well. It was just an ugly situation that could have been far worse if not other protesters came, and I've talked to Ian, other protesters came first and helped, the bad protesters stop doing what they were doing, and then David came out. So congrats to all of them for saving something that could have been far worse, and thankfully Ian's now out of the hospital, but he suffered a lot of contusions and bruises and cuts, and it could have been worse though. And it's you hate to see that. Media, we're there to cover the story. You're not doing anything other than cover the story. And some people though were just looking for an excuse to do whatever they could do.
Well, that scene repeated itself, not quite to that degree. In Louisiana, a female reporter is blind in one eye now. Because between law enforcement and the protesters turning on the media, it's just become chilling to watch. CNN reporter arrested on live television. Come on. I mean, this is America, And I don't know about either one of you guys. I never, ever, ever want to live in a country where, let's say, for example, the White House is covering the White House. And that's the only report we get. And in our little, toy store of sports, where the teams cover the teams for obvious reasons, right? You want outside sources covering teams and covering things that are truly important, like governments. I never want to live in a country where that goes out the window and where people completely turn on media to the point that we've seen now. Yeah, I never, ever, ever, ever thought that I would see that in this country, people getting arrested, just doing their jobs, reporting the story on live television. And it's just, to me at least, as someone who's in the business, and yeah, there's bad journalists, there is, like every other field of work. But to see it in this country makes me sick to my stomach. Of course, it's down the list from watching black people get hunted like animals, which is makes me sick to my stomach.
Well, there's no doubt, Joe. I mean, you're absolutely right with what you said there. It is frightening what we've become. And again, I saw somebody on Twitter, I don't know who it was, I used a line, I'm not smart enough to come up with it, you know, saying it's no longer the United States of America, it's just the States of America. And man, that one really hit home for me. You talk about, you know, the government covering itself, I guess we could be headed to that. I definitely think we're headed to an area where the sports teams are going to want to have their own, they already have their own sites that they want to control the news, and they want it to get it out the way they want it to get out. And I think it's only going to get worse, Bob. I think we're already headed down that road.
Yeah, I think that is true. I mean, you can control the message a lot. I mean, everyone who does it from a professional point of view can control their own message or send their own message. And it's, you know, you mentioned some of the stuff that you see on Twitter. The one thing that it's a difficult situation now because this is still a pandemic. And I think lost in all of this is the fact that people never once in the last 6 days have talked about social distancing and anything else associated with this virus. And I think the next 2 weeks are very important now because without, and again, this issue to me pales in comparison to what we've seen here in the last 6 days, but still it's a big issue. And the spread, especially asymptomatic spread, Joe, is one of those situations that you don't even know. And these people are all packed together. And I mean, I even saw officers, mayors, governors, everybody's just packed together. Whatever happened to that message? And it's certainly not over, is it?
No. I think we're up to 103,000 people dead. And I think that a lot of people think it's over. And, you know, I've seen some of the places that have opened up. Wisconsin had a number of cases spike since they opened up. Florida, where there's suddenly a very mysterious outbreak of pneumonia. Couldn't be related to COVID, I guess, but there's unusually high numbers of what's being called pneumonia in Florida these days. I don't know. This is a time that I've never, it feels like a combination of living in the 1960s again, and then you add a pandemic on top of that. It's just amazing to look, to watch unfold on live television. It's incredible. It really is.
Joe, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that, you know, I've been around a long time. I'm pretty old. To me, this is the worst time in our country's history. You know, I know there's been racial divide before. Absolutely. I know there's been wars fought, Vietnam. But, you know, when you have a pandemic on top of what's going on, I don't know that this country, Bob, has ever had a worse time, a worse period of time in its history. Maybe I'm missing something, but that's just the way I look at it. I don't know that I ever remember it being worse, Bob.
No, I agree with you. At least in, you know, judging it by my lifetime and you guys, same thing. Nothing has ever approached this. And Joe, you said it well there. If you didn't live in the 1960s, you're getting a taste of what it was like. If you didn't live in the 1920s, you're getting a taste of what this pandemic is like. These are words that we've heard associated with history. And people have always reminded you that history can repeat itself. And here we are now stuck with both at the same time, at a time when no one saw any of this, you know, playing out this way in the year 2020. And it goes to show you that, you know, all you want, bottom line for me with this whole issue is that people need to start listening to other people and respecting people. There is no way anybody in white America can appreciate some of the stuff that's gone on in black America, you have to put yourself in people's shoes and understand their plight before you can change anything. You can't just, in many ways, Joe, this is also a political divide we see in this country. Nobody's willing to cross the line and extend a hand and try to figure it out. Instead, it comes to ugliness that leads to violence. And, you know, to me, I know that sounds maybe too simplistic, but that's what has to happen. Everyone has a part in that.
Coming up, we can take a trip around the sports world and talk about another divide, and that is Major League Baseball. And the players have come forth with another proposal. Talk about the merits of that. Is it good that at least they're talking? That's next on Cook and Joe and Bob.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.